life and salvation in Him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
CBS News Special Report, a still treacherous Category 3 Hurricane Idalia, it's been downgraded a notch, is set to slam into Florida's Big Bend in half an hour with winds of up to 125 miles an hour. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
First landfall time at around 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, that means that the center of the storm will cross land for the first time. You are already seeing the outer bands of the storm as far away as Fort Myers and as far east as Daytona Beach.
David expects storm surge of up to 16 feet in the Tampa Bay area. Water levels there have already set a new record. Power's out to more than 107,000 customers in the state. And there's more. Emergency Management Chief Kevin Guthrie.
We are seeing a lot of tornado warnings. So far, there have been 11, as the governor has said, of the four or five that have happened since about 3 a.m. this morning. At least three of those by our meteorologists have indicated radar-indicated tornadoes.
CBS News Special Report. I'm...
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A civic media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun. Music too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7
CFW
Chippewa Valley.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same. It's just a shame. That's all. I could say day. Just a shame, and that's all. I could leave, but I won't go, though my heart might tell me so. I can't feel a thing from my head down to my toes. But why does it always seem to be me looking at you with you looking at me? It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. Turning me on, turning me off, making me feel. All right.
1057 CFW, your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
This is 1057 CFW.
Once you Many great songs, and only one station plays them all.
All the songs I want to hear.
The Valley's Fun Music.
105.7 CFW.
Some high rise and vacation down at the Gulf of Mexico. man, baby, pays the thrills, the bills, the bills that kill.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Maybe you're gonna change my life. 1057 CFW.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 73. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 53. Sunny with a high near 79 on your Thursday. For Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows around 59. Friday, sunny, breezy, and a high near 87. Winds gust to 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 49.
CFW.
Looking for the love, get away.
This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Pleasant Valley. This is 105.7 CFW.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
We'll be right back. CFW.
Don't miss this one as the most talented roller derby skaters from around the Midwest meet up for the annual Bruise-a-thon tournament. All the skaters will be mixed up into four teams for a full day of roller derby action. It's at 2 p.m. at Hobbs Ice Arena on Menominee Street in Eau Claire. The fun on Saturday, September 9th.
Pretty little hair of yours, what goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl, and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eye. These days, I'm afraid she's not even sure.
CFW.
Like a beauty queen.
Much a part of summer is those little push-up pops with the sherbet and flimsy plastic straws that would break if you pushed them the wrong way.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, you remember those push-ups, right? 105.7 CFW.
Wise men say only fools rush in. And I ain't here falling in love with you.
CFW.
Oh,
frustrating to find a station with our music, isn't it? One station is just way too old. Then the next station is more of a kid's station. What about a station that plays the music that we listen to? Well, that's why we're here. Music that's not too old and won't make you drift off, and not your kid's station either. Maybe we should have called ourselves Goldilocks. Not too old, not too, well, you know, probably not. This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
CBS News special report. A powerful Category 3 Hurricane Idalia slammed into Florida's west coast last hour with winds of up to 125 miles an hour and massive life-threatening storm surge that could get up to 16 feet. Correspondent David Begno is in coastal Crystal River.
It's hitting an area known as the Big Bend region, which is minimally populated with people, and it's mostly animals. A lot of salt marshes in that area where this storm is making landfall.
Power outages, that is, rising quickly. More than 160,000 customers have been knocked offline in Florida, and the system's on the move. Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.
You know, damaging winds extending well inland all the way across portions of North Florida, into southern Georgia, into places like Savannah, Hilton Head. We have hurricane warnings in effect with a fast-moving hurricane. It's going to bring those winds really far inland.